Welcome to the Dirt Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. This hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster Natural dog food and cat food. And we got a good-looking dog on the website for you to take a look at, especially for those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We try to help the dogs at the SPCA every week. And the dog this week is Penny. She's a beautiful 10-month-old pointer mix. Really, really pretty. Black and white and pretty smile. Loves to play and frolic around. And you need to check her out at, down there at the SPCA. And we didn't do a good job on last week on Sicily. Sicily's still waiting for a home, and previous to that is Duke. So check out all these dogs. Their pictures are on the website under SPCA Pet Adoption. And at the very end, you'll see Logan and our contest dog, Tony, the one that you can enter the contest and try to guess his breed mix. But the main thing is check out these dogs that are at the SPCA and Dallas, just west of downtown Dallas, new facility they've got there that I think you'll enjoy seeing. It's the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center, 2400 Lone Star Drive near I-30 and Hampton Road. And all that information is right there on our website, so check it out. Munster Milling is the maker of Munster Natural Dog Food. One of the prizes, you're going to get a bag of Munster Natural if you get the closest guess to what Tony's breed mix is. The runner-ups also get that in the prize mix. So check all that out. Before we go to our guest, let's see, there's one other thing I wanted to tell you about, a couple of things. So you're probably hearing the ads for the Crazy Water. We're delighted that they've joined us. So if you go to drinkcrazywater.com, that's where you can find a store in your area. That's the one smart thing I did yesterday. Playing golf in 108-degree weather was not the smart thing. The smart thing was that I took some Crazy Water along with me. And it's great. It's mineral water that's really good for you, and I recommend it if you haven't tried it. It's in more and more stores all the time, but if it's not in your local retail store, you can help solve that problem real quickly by going to drinkcrazywater.com. And then Butch in Saginaw, real quick, what's the problem with your tomatoes?
Yes, sir, Howard. I've got a garden that is doing pretty good, but my tomatoes seem to be busting out the top, and my squash won't. They bloom, but the blooms fall off. They're not getting any fruit.
Well, it's two completely different things, Butch. The squash may not be getting pollinated well. They need bumblebees for that. Have you seen any bees in the area?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've seen a few.
Well, it may just be that depending on, you know, the weather-related things are definitely an issue this year. We've just seen very, very strange things. My Tatumi squash bloomed and has already – I've already picked fruit off it, and I got – the Tatumi planted late, so it just varies all over the place about the conditions and the successes we're seeing on people's fruit setting. So all I can tell you is you can go to the website. I think we've got it under squash in the library, and also in the book that Malcolm Beck and I did on organic vegetable growing. It shows how to take the male flowers, pull the petals back, and dab the pollen on the female flowers, the one with the little swelling, the start of the fruit. And, okay, and that's a little trouble, but it does work. But if you have bumblebees around, it should you shouldn't be having that problem. It may just be weather-related. Now, on the tomatoes, the cracking of tomatoes is very common, and it comes from continuing to water a little bit too much once it starts getting hot. When it gets hot, the rind of the covering of the fruit hardens off, and if you have rain or if you have a dip in the weather and it gets cool, in other words, if you create good, better growing conditions by watering after having the plants dry for a while, or the temperature changes, the tomatoes start growing again after the skin has hardened, and that's what causes the cracking, because the skin is no longer as elastic as it used to be. It's a cosmetic problem. It would be a problem if you're trying to sell the fruit, but as far as your own tomatoes at home, it won't make any difference at all.
How wet should I keep that flower bed, garden bed?
Oh, you know, it's subjective. I'd get a probe for one thing, and probe, and just really be careful between waterings, and don't overwater. I use old golf club shafts, or I use the plumber's probe, that yellow fiberglass thing. Keep the soil mulch. It's a critical time to keep the bare soil mulch, and that'll help that cracking situation too.
I appreciate your help.
Okay, just a cosmetic deal. Don't throw the tomatoes away. All right. The tomatoes is a good subject, though, to get started with my guest. Marty Whittakin is here. You've heard Marty on my show for quite a number of times, I guess, and I've been on her show. She is an expert in all things nutrition, and we're going to be talking about probiotics and gut health and everything. But one thing, Marty, you mentioned when you came in was some new research that I've missed on tomatoes. Where'd you see that?
Well, I subscribe to so many update services because there's no way you could read all the journals. So I look at some of these services send you little clips, and I've tracked this one down because I thought it was really interesting. This was a study showing that they looked at 34 different phenolic compounds that are antioxidants, and in the organic tomatoes, they found significantly higher levels of these protective nutrients versus the commercial. And that was just in July. It was in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry, University of Barcelona. But I'm sure the same principles apply here. If anything, we probably use more chemicals to deplete our soil more and mess with the nutritional value. When I do a seminar on nutrition, I often use the tomato as an example of all of the things that are done in the whole process of getting a tomato into the grocery store, and all the changes that are made in breeding and what they put into the soil is only what's needed to make the tomato look edible. Nothing, no attention at all to what the and nutritional value is. And if you follow the whole chain of events from the genetic engineer in the laboratory to the guy who's piling the tomatoes into a pyramid in the grocery store, there is nobody with any nutritional responsibility. The only one in the food chain that cares about the nutrition is the consumer. And that this is, points to another reason that they should buy organic.
Well, not only that, I don't think the universities really teach much about nutritional value either, do they? Don't we have kind of a black hole there where we get the students started in being able to be doctors or farmers and ranchers or everything in between? I don't think nutrition comes up very much at all, does it?
I'm sorry, I was taking a drink when you said that because I almost choked. No, there's not a good lobby for good nutrition. I mean, so many things, whether you're talking about what's taught in the university or what happens in the marketplace, money dictates a lot of that, and there is just not a lot of money in organic broccoli. For them to have a lobby to go to the university and get a change in the program, or to go to the government and get changes in regulation, or to go to the doctor's office and say, hey, you know, tell your people about organic produce because your patients are going to be healthier. Tell them to stay away from commercial animal products because there's very high levels of antibiotics in them.
Factory farms, not the commercial grass-fed and organic growers.
Yeah. I'm talking ranches. Factory farms where they have the animals in such horrible conditions that they have to dose them up with antibiotics just to keep them from spreading a lot of disease, but they also use it to fatten them up, which is a message for us consumers who don't want to get fatter. Maybe you don't want foods that give you doses of antibiotics when you aren't looking.
Probably not the best idea. In fact, it's not. We had something come up on the show last week, Marty, that relates to one of the main subjects we want to talk about today, and that's just gut health and immune system. One of my golf buddies got West Nile virus and had it badly. He had a really bad case of it. And I want to talk about general nutrition and gut health as it relates to your immune system when we come back. That's Marty Whittakin. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. If you want to get our newsletter that we send out weekly, it's free. Just go to the website, and you can go to Ask Howard. You can go to any place on the website, fill out the little form, and you get the weekly newsletter.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs that produce great results and will save you money. This week's featured product at the Natural Organic Warehouse is Essential One Organic Pesticide. Essential One Organic Pesticide provides rapid pest knockdown and enhances plant defenses. Visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Organic programs and products that work.
They say that their service is the most comprehensive plant analysis program available. And you know, I agree with them. Who am I talking about? Well, it's Texas Plant and Soil Lab. They have a brand new website. It's called asktheplant.com. Their telephone number is 956-383-0739. This is the company that does soil testing, water testing, petiole testing, the stem testing, in other words, and anything related to toxic materials. See the new website. It's asktheplant.com.
Back in the late 1800s, Texas became as well known for its mineral water as it was for its cattle. People were flocking to towns like Mineral Wells for one reason and one reason only: to soak up the healthful qualities of the all-natural mineral-laden waters. Today, people throughout Texas still enjoy the benefits of the most famous of those wells, simply known as the Crazy Well. Reverse osmosis is used by most water bottlers to purify water. The RO process strips water of its minerals. Consuming food and water devoid of minerals dilutes your bodily supplies of essential minerals for our bones and teeth. A great alternative to drinking RO water is naturally occurring mineral waters like Crazy Water from Mineral Wells. Mother Nature has provided Crazy Water the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals in these naturally alkaline waters. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us on the homepage to find a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page. That's drinkcrazywater.com. drinkcrazywater.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner. or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It's kind of humorous now. Everybody out there is trying to get on the green bandwagon. Even some of the polluters who still recommend toxic fertilizers and pesticides. There's one company, though, that's been truly green for a very long time. It's the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. When it comes to taking care of your lawn, your garden, or your farm, Medina's products cover all the bases. All of the Medina products work by stimulating the soil biology that I talk about all the time. That helps with all plants. Whether growing herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel good knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely, as well as treating your soil, plants, and the environment right. All of Medina's products improve the soil. Some are totally organic. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina now, and it's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website for more information is MedinaAg.com. You'll find these wonderful products at any store that sells organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Marty Whittakin is with me this morning. The open line, if you want to call about nutrition things, health things, gardening things, we'll work it all in and talk about whatever you're interested in, so don't be bashful. It's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Marty and I were talking off the air about the fact that a friend of mine just got West Nile virus. He was serious. It was a serious situation with him, and I haven't talked to him about the details or anything, but we had a caller call last week and talk about taking probiotics that we recommend and eating grass-fed meats and an organic diet and keeping your immune system up, and you might even not get sick. And I think that's the case. John, very healthy guy, you know, very physically fit and all those kind of things. How he, you know, his diet and all that, I haven't had a chance to talk to him in detail about it and what they did about it. I don't know yet either. But what do you think about it, Marty, about the probiotics and the immune system related to the mosquito
that's
issue?
A very interesting point, and I read with interest your Dallas Morning News column this week where you gave advice about what to do about mosquitoes, and I which obviously are the carriers of the West Nile virus, and they're really hot and heavy in this part of Texas. So I thought, well, I know better than to have standing water around, but let me just double check. And we had buried some pots in the dirt around our patio, and I looked underneath there, and apparently there was a tray. I had a little swamp right outside my back door, which explains how mosquitoes got in the house, because I was getting a lot of bites.
Yeah, that situation.
And then I found in a planter, it had moss on the top. It looked like it was dry, but when I picked the moss up underneath there, again, some swamp water. So I had a mosquito farm in my office, which is not the best thing at all. But any virus depends in a large part on your immune system. You can be affected by it and just feel lousy for a couple of days but not really get sick if your immune system comes to your rescue. And since 70% of our immune system activity is in the intestinal tract, it makes perfect sense to pay attention to keeping those guys healthy, all your good bacteria that protect you. And a person can be look very fit, they can exercise, they can have good muscles, a nice suntan because they play golf, that doesn't necessarily mean that their intestinal bacteria are in good shape. They could be bad because they eat too many foods that have antibiotics in it, as we were talking about earlier. They may take antibiotics for the wrong reason, like a sinus infection. Studies show that doesn't really help. And
what about taking regular pain medicine? You know, a lot of the golfers, they actually leave the Advil in bowls around in most places where I play, and I see more people taking those things for aches and pains, especially when you get a little older, than not taking them. I avoid it like the plague, but I wonder if that can actually affect your gut also.
Oh, your instincts are so good, Howard. I talked to Susie Cohen. She's a pharmacist that's the author of a book called Drug Muggers. And I asked her, I said, which of the medications interfere with your friendly bacteria? And she said, all of them. I know in my book on heartburn that if you interfere with the stomach acid that you're supposed to have by taking these acid blockers, it changes the pH of the system, and so you have different bacteria that grow. So everything you do, whether you eat organically or don't, whether you take in chemicals in the way of painkillers, whatever you do has an effect, and we're usually just not that conscious of what goes on there. It's like the good organisms in the soil. If you don't know that they have a role, if you don't have a love of earthworms and so on, then you just go ahead and you throw any old chemical on your garden, and then ultimately you ruin the soil. Well, that's what the bacteriologists call the human gut is kind of our soil. We've got to take care of it.
Well, you made reference to Roundup, and Roundup is one of the worst things that you can possibly use out there as far as disturbing the beneficial bacteria and fungi and other life forms in the soil. When people use Roundup in a no-till situation and supposedly leave the residue to decay and work naturally in the soil, it doesn't decay because they've messed up the biological activity so much with the Roundup. And it's the same way with the gut, and I'm sure that the other factors there are things like diet drinks, diet sugars in general, the GMOs, the genetically modified things.
We have no idea what we're doing with that.
Yeah, I bet all that stuff affects the gut, and that's why we need to take these things, which I'm going to do right now. That's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. How long have you been associated with them and taking it yourself? Has it been a long time or just a few years?
Or? Probably 13, 14 years, something like that. They came to me to show me their package, just wanted my advice because they knew I knew a lot about those kinds of things when they started to import it from Japan. And I started using it with my clients and found just remarkable results, much better than anything else in that whole probiotic care, whole category. And so I started taking it myself, and I've been taking it ever since. And I don't work for the company. They don't pay me to do interviews. They don't pay me anything to write about them in my book. I just happen to believe it's the only thing of its kind because I don't know. I liken it kind of to Garrett juice for the gut because it gets down there and it makes a good place for our good guys to grow.
Well, I'm a fan. Judy's a big fan, and some of our friends have had great results, even losing weight. It's been pretty remarkable, especially if you watch your diet as well. It all fits together. We'll talk more about this and gardening, too. Give us a call, 866-444-3478.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Obama will spend a couple of hours in Colorado today meeting with the families of those gunned down in a movie theater Friday. He also plans to meet with local officials in Aurora before starting a three-day West Coast campaign swing. Joe Paterno's statue no longer stands outside Beaver Stadium. Workers took it down early this morning on orders from Penn State President Rod Erickson, who says it had become, quote, a source of division and an obstacle of healing. The number of casualties in the theater assault might have been higher if the gunman's semi-automatic rifle hadn't jammed, a federal law enforcement official tells the AP. The shooter had to switch to another gun with less firepower when the rifle malfunctioned. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his government has, quote, fully substantiated intelligence that last week's attack on Israeli tourists in Bulgaria was carried out by Hezbollah. This is SRN News.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. You only pay shipping and handling. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-908-8733. That's 1-800-908-8733. Call 1-800-908-8733.
Listeners, here's a simple way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. That's IncomeAtHomeUSA.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Mike Napoli homered twice against his former team. Hugh Darvish struck out 11 over seven innings, and the Texas Rangers beat the LA Angels 9-2. Napoli says the team had a strong offensive showing with nine runs and five homers.
Our offense is capable of doing that kind of stuff. You know, we got a lot of guys that can drive the ball and all over the park, and you know, we had a good game today. You know, we need to come out today and. And we show some fire and put up runs early.
The West leading Rangers now six up on second place L.A. Elsewhere, Detroit beat Chicago 7-1. It was Baltimore 3, Cleveland 1. Kansas City 7-3 over Minnesota. Seattle 2, Tampa Bay 1. Toronto 7, Boston 3. Oakland 2-1 over the Yankees. In the National League, all-star pitchers Cole Hamels and Matt Cain hit homers in the same inning. And San Francisco went on to beat Philadelphia 6-5 in 10 innings. Cincinnati down Milwaukee 6-2. That drops the defending division champion Brewers a season-high 9.5 games out of first place. This is SRN Sports. A.J. Burnett remained undefeated at home by pitching 7 2/3 strong innings in Pittsburgh's 5-1 win over Miami. Atlanta and Washington split a doubleheader. The Braves won the first game 4-0. The Nationals the second 5-2. It was Los Angeles 8-5 over New York. St. Louis 12, Chicago nothing. Arizona 12, Houston 3, Colorado 8, San Diego 6 in 12 innings. Adam Scott will take a four-stroke lead into today's final round of the British Open. Scott, one of the world's best golfers without a major title, took control with his third straight round in the 60s, firing a 268 for a four-shot lead over Graham McDowell and Brant Snedeker and a five-shot advantage over Tiger Woods. Scott now needs to just finish today to win his first major.
And there's a finish line out there somewhere, but throughout my career, somehow I've been able to handle that situation fairly well most of the time.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees defended teammate Jonathan Vilma in a court document filed to support Vilma's fight against the NFL over the season-long suspension of the bounty program. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
.com.
Okay, Howard, back with you. Telephone number to be with Marty Whittakin and the Dirt Doctor is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. We were talking about immune systems and mosquitoes and all that kind of thing. One of the related to what you just said that we just figured out, actually Rick over at EcoSafe, the pest control company that we work with and recommend, we've been spraying various things and experimenting, and we've come up with some really good sprays, non-toxic for parties and things like that, but we're trying to come up with something that works longer term. And this is by far the worst year for mosquitoes I've ever seen, and we have a perfect environment for mosquitoes because we have so many plants and we have low areas, bamboo forest and water standing down there in the creek area. But Rick finally came up with one reason we haven't been able to totally get rid of them. We have a big underground drainage system that's part of the new landscaping that we have. And we probably have water, you know, standing in that. So I'm going to be doing some research on various kinds of organic mixtures with biowash and orange oil and various kinds of things. We may even try some growth regulators at some point, but I want to see if I can do it with other things like coffee teas and, you know, just regular kinds of things and eliminate that breeding ground, which I hadn't even thought about.
We had trucks going around spraying white clouds of what I I assume then was malathion. I don't know what they're.
No, it's probably
with.
DDT.
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, it was DDT.
Yeah.
Hadn't even been banned yet. That gives you an idea how old I am. But nobody told us this stuff was toxic. We thought it was like fog. It's fun. Let's go run through it.
My parents would sit on the front porch and watch us do it.
Well, I don't know what. There are ways of preventing, like you're talking about, makes so much more sense. And in one of your recent newsletters back in June, you talked about organophobia.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is, it was about why people are afraid of doing things organically. And I looked down the list of things you had, and it's, you could just change the word to natural phobia, and it's the same thing about why people don't believe they can solve problems naturally. And it's either they've got a big vested interest in what's going on currently, the chemical side of health and agriculture, or they just are uninformed. They don't know what they need to know.
One of the problems you deal with, same one I deal with, and it struck me this weekend. I was running late, and I was to meet some guys and play golf, and eating lunch when you're in a hurry and trying to go somewhere that's a decent lunch. And I kind of had the same situation for breakfast because I had to do a bunch of things before. I'm on the air with Bob Webster every Saturday at 7 o'clock, and then I had to do several other things. And you end up just doing what's easy and convenient to do. And I got some tacos that were good. I mean, good quality tacos and everything. But I've been trying to avoid wheat, and that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today, too, because this book right here, Wheat Belly, is probably a book that everybody out there needs to get and read. Yeah. It is amazing.
Well, I always thought, we're probably not supposed to be eating grains, because if you go back and look at our ancestors, it wasn't available, and so we don't have the chemistry for it, and there are probably a lot of good reasons. Then I had a DNA test and showed that I am gluten intolerant. A lot of people are. And I had tests that showed were kind of equivocal, but this one I saw it right there, so I started trying to avoid it. And, man, I have a lot of sympathy now for the people with celiac disease or something where they really have to stay away from wheat. It's in everything. Wheat are in everything.
It's almost impossible to avoid it. And speaking of that related subject, Garlic Mike is with us. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Howard. Marty, nice to
hear
you.
Hi, Mike.
I'm curious about GMO corns, and are all corns modified in that way? I mean, like the white corns for like grits and things like that.
Well, the problem is, Marty can weigh in on it too, but we had a sponsor that was a corn company, you probably remember, several years ago.
Yeah.
We actually helped to put their corn on the market. It was a waste product that they were having from their making human food, and we put a product that we call horticultural cornmeal on the market. When I was first working with them, they could guarantee that their product did not have contamination of GMOs. When they sold the company, and maybe it's why they sold the company, they told me they could no longer do that. So it's ubiquitous. It's out there, and it has escaped. And the answer to your question is, I don't think you can even guarantee that organic corn is not contaminated in some cases.
Well, isn't it Monsanto that is controlling the seed, and then once you ever use it, then you're never allowed anything else again?
Once that corn is out there growing and the pollen is in the environment, it can be moved around by wind, birds, insects, you know, whatever. And how do you control that? And that was one of the main arguments that the people have, and still have, that is to try to that we don't know what's going to happen, and we need to try to keep a lid on this. And the only way to keep a lid on it is to stop allowing it to be sold more and more out there. So, Mike, yeah, there's no way of knowing that it's not in it, all the corn out there.
And
popcorn, too?
Yeah,
yes.
That's right.
And if you've been watching the news about the drought, the corn crops are so far off. They keep saying, well, the corn is going to affect all food prices because it's in something like 3/4 of the products in the grocery store.
That's right. The best thing to do probably, Mike, and it's like Marty said, it's almost impossible to do, is don't eat any corn, don't eat any soy, and don't eat any wheat. Avoiding those three things, try that for a day.
It's pretty hard. It's pretty hard to do because those things are. If you look at the labels of most anything, you're going to see, bits and of that stuff in the products.
Well, you hit it on the head. It's on the labels. You go through the produce department, you don't see those labels.
That's right.
You know? And if you're doing lots of fruits and vegetables and grass fed, pasture fed meat and that kind of thing, you don't have to worry about it.
Not as much, anyway, as much. That's for sure. Yeah. Wish I had better news, Mike.
Well, thank you all for the report.
Okay, yeah. See you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Even corn tortillas, you think, well, it's corn, so at least I'm avoiding the wheat. No, you have
no
to ask.
In there.
You have to ask because they use the wheat to kind of hold it together.
That's right. Roger has a question for you about acid blockers. Roger, are you there?
Yes, I am.
In North Richland Hills, what can we do for you?
Well, I want to stop taking Prevacid because it's one of those acid blockers. How can I do that naturally?
I actually had to write the book to tell the story because the first thing you have to do, Roger, is find out what was causing it. If you're over middle age, really good chance the original problem was not enough stomach acid. But sometimes people have hiatal hernia or they have a sensitivity to a certain food or they're eating too many starches and sugars. There are a number of different causes. So you have to kind of have corrected the cause. But I recommend that people back down from the drugs that work 24 hours to one that only works 12 hours and then taper it off. I use, we were talking earlier about probiotics, I use Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. I always carry them with me. And if a meal isn't sitting right or I start to feel any kind of burning like that, I chew them. Usually you swallow them, but I will chew.
They actually
taste pretty good.
I
actually like them. I have a little jar that I got from the Japanese when they were in town recently that's the paste that's inside the capsules. So last night, whatever I had at this Mexican restaurant was not sitting well. I actually took a scoop of it because it was more efficient than chewing up half a dozen capsules. But I have a whole chapter on the kind of natural alternatives, everything from papaya tablets to, if you have to take a drug, magnesium is in the form of milk of magnesia is better than a lot of the other choices. But you can do it. You just may have to do it gradually because those drugs are addictive. They give them to people who don't have acid reflux, and within a month they do. So it's tricky.
How can Roger get your book? Have you seen her book, Roger,
on the subject?
It's called Natural Alternatives to Nexium, and then it's a much longer title that only works on the newsstands. But you can go to my website, radiomarty.com, click on the book link. It's there. While you're there, probably a great idea to search for the word bacteria. Mm-hmm. It'll bring up a big article on how important probiotics are, all of the things that they do. And while you're there, you can sign up for my newsletter, like Howard's. It's weekly. It's free. And I'm going to, in my next week's newsletter, I'm going to recommend that people subscribe to Howard's newsletter because we've got to arm ourselves with this kind of information so that we can protect ourselves from people whose main interest is just money. We're the ones that are interested in keeping our health together. And I watch these commercials on TV, and they make me furious about the acid-blocking drugs. You get the clear idea from them, which I think is fraudulent, that you can take these all the time and there's no problem. They are only approved to use for 2 weeks because that's all they were tested for. And we know now that with long-term use, you're risking hip fracture, dementia, heart problems, probably cancer, all kinds of things, because we need our stomach acid.
Wow.
So good luck, Roger.
What one last question,
and
Howard,
the book's expensive, though. It's $7.95 unless you get it discounted, so then it's like $5.95.
By the way, I did sign up for your website.
Okay.
Howard, one last question on the corn gluten meal.
Yeah.
I didn't quite understand what the contraindications were regarding corn gluten meal. I mean, it is a good antifungal for my grass, isn't it?
Well, that's a good question because I didn't originally recommend corn gluten meal for fungal control. I recommended whole ground cornmeal, and even before that horticultural cornmeal. that I was telling you about before, which was nothing but the outside of the kernel, you know, the bran and the germ had been pulled away from the making of the human products. But Tierra Verde, Mark Claiborne, the superintendent out there, I've worked with them off and on through the years with their organic-based program out there. And they misunderstood me early on when we were working. I had told they had some fungal disease on some of their greens, and I recommended whole ground or horticultural cornmeal. And he bought corn gluten meal and put it out, and it shut down that fungus almost overnight. So the answer to your question is corn gluten meal does have antifungal properties. It does have fertilizer properties, and it does have anti-weed problem, you know, pre-emergent herbicide problems. It's just that it's very inconsistent on the herbicide issue, and it's more expensive, and you do have the issue of the GMOs. So those are the negative sides.
Thank you all so much for the information.
Appreciate your call. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, be back right after this. Thrive by Alpha Biosystems is a product that you hear me talk about an awful lot. It's a product I use a lot. I use it in my vegetable garden, herb garden, and landscaping. You can even use it in your potted plants like I do as well. It's a product that contains mycorrhizal fungi and beneficial bacteria and will stimulate the life in the soil, the life on the roots of plants, and the production of whatever you're trying to grow. UseThrive.com is the website for more information.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help.
You've planned, packed, paid, and are counting down the days. Whether it's a trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, don't risk ruining your hard-earned vacation by neglecting to protect your health. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist, and I'm often asked how to prevent illness when traveling. I recommend packing award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as the best defense against traveler's tummy. The convenient, travel-friendly blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics used various strains of live beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, so it helps reduce the risk of getting traveler's diarrhea caused by foodborne bacteria. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. The main thing to my dogs is the taste, but I notice how it makes them look and feel. other major point to me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients around, things like prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. Some of the dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's always something for everyone. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard back, and Marty Whittakin is with me today, a nutritionist. And what is your official title, by the way?
A certified clinical nutritionist, radio host, author. I'm not nearly as many newspapers as you are, but I do a column. I keep thinking it's time to slow down, and it only gets worse.
Well, along those lines, a couple of things. Somebody called in and wanted – well, let me start with this, and I'll go to that. If you do something that we both recommend, and that is buy some Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, two boxes, you not only – what I was told to say today was you get a free copy of Dr. Fred Pescatore's book, and you've heard him on my show. He's great, and he's one of the MDs that's really into this nutrition thing. But you get a free copy of his book, which I would highly recommend, and Marty has told me off the air here that she'll throw in a copy of her book as well, because her son will be doing the fulfillment of all this, and it'll be something that can easily be done. So if you call, and I guess this is the right number to give out to call, it's 866-999-3006. Is that right, Marty?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
866-999-3006. Order two boxes of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, which we'd recommend anyway, and then you'll get two free books that we highly recommend.
He may find that real surprising. Nobody that answers the phone will know what you're talking about. You'll just have to trust me that I will tell him that every box that goes out should have both books.
Okay,
so,
thanks.
That'll be on faith.
And at least yours will be signed. The other thing I wanted to talk about before we go back to the phone lines, and we're going to do it real quick here, is this. Somebody called in and said that they wanted to know why there was no refrigeration needed for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. A doctor told this caller, him, not to take them because they are not refrigerated.
That is a classic case of somebody getting half of the message. And the doctor is right. Ordinarily, you have to be very careful about probiotics that are not refrigerated because they're freeze-dried. They're in a very fragile state. They've been separated from their food supply and from their colonies have been broken up, and they're in this dry form. And so you put it in the refrigerator to keep them from perishing. However, when you open it, every time you open the bottle, moisture gets in there, and I think they degrade pretty quickly. Dr. O'Hara's is such a different kind of product. It's a paste that is fermented over 3 years at room temperature. And I know they're not kidding about that because when I was in Japan, I made the effort to go by where Dr. O'Hara's is made, and it's an unbelievable process that they take. It would never happen in the U.S. We don't have that kind of attention span.
Yeah.
They take all these organic fruits and vegetables and seaweeds and so on. They put them into these vats at the right season. They leave it at the ambient temperature, so that's what they're used to. It doesn't hurt them to go in the refrigerator. It kind of slows down their activity. But these critters are alive inside the capsule, even when they're in the blister pack that I carry in my purse. So it's a totally different kind of animal. But the doctor's right, with the average antibiotic.
With most probiotics.
The most probiotics, probably they should be refrigerated.
Okay. Seems like there was one other thing.
It was the popcorn.
Oh, the popcorn. Yeah, somebody asked. Well, here's Roy to ask about that in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Roy.
Good morning, Mr. Garrett and Marty. I had another comment, but I heard the gentleman call in and ask about corn, genetically modified corn, and then I think he mentioned that he thought it included popcorn as well. I have a seminar on DVD given by Jeffrey Smith, who is...
We know Jeffrey. Yeah.
You know him?
Yeah, sure. He's been on the show.
Oh, boy, I'm sorry I missed that show. I just would love to have heard him.
Well, you can. All of our shows are archived, and you can go back into dirtdoctor.com, and you can listen to that interview.
Well, thanks for that tip.
Yeah.
But he did report at least a couple of years ago that popcorn was not included with the field corn that was being genetically modified. However, that may have changed by now.
Well,
I don't know.
It may not have been specifically done to popcorn, but all we're saying is that it has escaped and it's gotten into other crops accidentally.
Exactly, and that's brought out in a DVD called The World According to Monsanto, and near the end of that program, they show Mexico, where they consider that to be ground zero for where corn got started on our planet, and they're all dealing with the GM corn getting in there and cross-pollinating with all the indigenous varieties, so it's a very somber situation.
Well, go back into the archives on our website and listen to the Jeffrey Smith interview, and we'll talk more later, okay?
Thank you, Mr. Garrett.
Thank you, Roy. A little feedback there. Hope you could hear that okay. That brings up a reminder to me, and that is I've had questions, Marty, about nuclear contamination in Japan. And I've talked to the people that have, involved with the probiotics, and they've given me a comfort level there. What's your take on the possibility of there being any contamination?
They were in a totally different part of the island. They're not downwind of it or anything. And they do monitor.
They're testing and, being very careful.
They're monitoring constantly, and there's been no hint of a problem.
Okay, to get the two books free, Dr. Pescatore's and Marty Whittakin's, all you have to do is buy two boxes of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, which I'd recommend anyway. And that number is 866-444.
I think it's 999.
It's 999. My number's 444. 866-999-3006. We'll talk a little bit more in the next hour. If your radio station doesn't get the show, listen online at dirtdoctor.com. It'll be streamed live for you.